Welcome to the Clear Shots Podcast with Seth Skinner and Jake Jones.
Hey guys, it's Seth from Clear Shots, and today you're listening to episode 57 with our friend Cody. Let's do this. We got Cody back.
We found him.
Right, dude.
We gave him a second chance.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Sup? We're drinking coffee.
Cody's back.
Yeah. Wait, everybody take a sip just to prove
that we got coffee
for the audio version.
Three guys.
Three coffee fellas.
How do you think people discovered coffee?
Probably the coffee beans.
Probably ate them first. And
yeah, I would imagine they ate them. And they were like, holy shit.
Yeah, man.
Can you imagine being the first guy to discover caffeine?
I'm going to call these buzz bombs.
Buzz bombs? Well, they probably didn't speak English. They're probably like...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine that's how it worked. And then it's like, it's kind of a weird process the way they make coffee. Like just filtering water through beans.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Like through ground beans.
I'll take coffee over energy drinks any day.
Yeah.
I know what it is. It's just bean water, so.
Yes. Yeah, like that's the thing is that is without sugar and like all the like coffee creamer and shit is better for you than a bunch of sugar.
Yeah.
I like black coffee because I have a tendency whatever it is to drink my drinks as fast as possible.
Right.
And you can't do that with black coffee.
Yeah.
You'll have a bad time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel manly.
It's acidic. Yeah. It puts hair in your chest. Makes your teeth a nice healthy brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives them a tint.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're wearing those HD glasses.
Yeah. The HD Vision Ultras.
They can only be so tinted because it's illegal to have your teeth tinted in New York State.
It is.
What?
It is.
I was trying to go for like a car like window a car humor.
I almost.
Yeah, you know the audience, dude. The car window humor is like the thing, man.
Dude, I'm glad we had Cody back.
Yeah, they love car windows.
I remember I had a buddy in college that had...
I can't even see you right now.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll move.
Who's Seth talking to?
Who am I talking to? There you are. All right, word. I had a buddy in college that had a wicked nice car. And he had the tint wicked dark. And he was from... Shout out to Jay. You're not hearing this.
Old Jay.
Good old Jay.
He's watching. You know Jay.
Good old Jay. Wicked cool guy. Looked like Colin Kaepernick, actually. Mm. I always fucked with him about that. I miss him. But anyway, I remember he was telling me a story about how he got pulled over once because his windows were too dark.
Yeah.
And he rolled the window down and the cop was just, and he's like, yeah, the cop was just like, hey, you know, your windows are too tinted. And Jay's like, oh, well, I bought the car like this. I don't know how to change it. And the cop was like, we got to fix it. And the cop left.
Nice.
Never fixed it.
Excellent. I love
so,
that advice.
Like, the cop. I don't know how cops go about, you know, correcting stuff like that.
All right, well, knock it off. Goodbye.
Yeah. Never, didn't write him a ticket or give him anything. It just, oh, well, you got to fix that. You can't have it like that.
Cool. Sweet.
And it's like, I don't know why.
I'm not doing anything to these windows.
What are people worried about with tinted windows? Is it so people can't... Like, it's a privacy thing.
Yeah.
So I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, I guess. But, like, I feel like sometimes you have to be able to almost see through another car to see things. You know, like when cars are parked on the road, in the road at a corner, like
true.
An intersection or something.
Yeah, I use that all the time.
Yeah.
I always try to look through things to assess the situation that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Towards me. So if another car is coming, I can see through a car.
Yeah.
Instead of just a solid fucking object.
Right. Like, I'm looking right through you right now, assessing.
Dude, I can feel it.
I can feel your eyes,
touching me.
Yeah.
In Florida and shit, they need those things tinted because it's so goddamn hot.
Right, yeah.
That, like, you need anything you can get.
Would it hold the heat inside, too, though?
Like,
I don't even know how that works.
The reflection is a great way to hold in heat. You know, like emergency blankets? Right. So, I don't believe so. Because it's darker in the car.
Yeah, it's sort of like how they put those things on the hood. Or on the window sill.
Yeah.
Or on the windshield, so to speak.
You might say that.
The windshield, so to speak.
You ever see an RV with that?
Per se.
You ever see an RV with that chrome thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You ever see the ones with designs? Who the fuck is making those?
I seriously want one that is like the Millennium Falcon. That's got like
chewing. Yeah, it has chewing. I've seen that. In the front. I've seen that'd be dope.
I like my old car before this one was a Subaru Forester, and it was red. And I noticed it's the exact same car from Bob's Burgers. And I saw they've got.
I thought you were gonna say it's the exact same car from Star Wars.
You know,
what car was that? Han's I don't remember mom. Them having any cars. That's a good market to be in, though. Like, the thing is, you're only selling to RV owners, so you're only selling to like people over the age of 65. So why are you marketing Star Wars? First of all,
true.
My grandpa likes Star Wars, and he's 80.
I know, but it's kind of a weird.
Well, if my grandpa likes it, then that means everyone's grandpa likes it.
You would think you'd get you'd like market like a bird watching one or some shit.
You know what would be sweet is by the time we're in our 60s, I mean, I'm not going to make it there, but you guys might.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have those windshield things, and it's going to look like that like placemat that you would play with your Matchbox cars on.
The little town.
I like that I could say that. You guys immediately know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's the thing.
Everybody had one of those.
I feel like,
pretty
much. Yeah, did they give those out or something?
Someone went to every kindergarten class.
I feel like they just give you one when you're born. Like, they wrap you in it, and that's like it. Like, you get wrapped in a race car fucking blanket.
You're set in a race car bed.
I feel like they came with Matchbox cars. Like, or Hot Wheels or something. Oh, like, I feel like I remember getting, like, the big, like, box of Matchbox cars, and it had, like, the fold-up thing in it.
Yeah. What's funny is, like, if we looked at it now, it's probably the size of this table.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Like, when we were kids, we were like, oh, my God, it looked like an actual city.
We're in an actual town right now.
Like,
dude, yeah. I am so upset that, when I was growing up, my parents didn't make a lot of money because all I ever wanted was that cool badass like Hot Wheels and Matchbox car like the fucking tracks that you put together.
Yeah.
That have like the fucking.
I had some hand-me-down ones.
Yeah.
Pretty sick.
Were they awesome?
Yeah, it was. Every day. Every day of my youth was awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks to those.
Mine actually was pretty cool. I played a lot of video games. That's all I really did when I was a kid. I played video games and watched Adult Swim. So I'm literally the same. So, like 18 years ago, I'm the same as I was now.
Yeah, you're just a larger version of it.
Yeah. I drank a lot less than I did when I was a kid, though.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you definitely have cut back, for sure.
Yeah.
You were a mess as a toddler.
I was.
I was just so broke when I was a kid. Well, a child.
Same. Yeah.
We just built all of our shit.
I remember getting, finagling with those, like, Legos, like, the regular Legos and then, like, the slightly bigger ones for, like, autistic children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always liked the Mega Blocks, dude. I think we talked about Mega Blocks once.
Yeah, we did. I disagreed with you.
Mega Blocks, BLOX.
But you can't disagree, though.
I mean,
the big Mega Blocks.
The big ones were
the
dope.
Jumbo ones.
You could make swords and stuff.
Yeah, you could make like a fort.
Yeah,
with Mega Blocks. You couldn't do that with Legos. You'd need a lot of fucking Legos.
Yeah.
To build a life size, like an actual fort you can get in and move around in.
Yeah, man.
Legos.
And that's the real goal, though, is moving around inside Lego forts.
Sure. You know?
Legos are pretty amazing when you think about it. Like. It's such a simple concept, yet it's still
working. It's like Lincoln Logs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Lincoln Logs, but better, because Lincoln Logs didn't link that well.
Yeah, they should have been called un-Lincoln Logs.
Yeah. No one, like, I feel like you played with those for like 10 seconds and then you're like, where are the Legos? Like, because that's yeah. that was immediately.
All right, the appetizer's over. Now let's get to yeah, the main course of
that's
Legos.
What it was. It was, a warm up.
No, man. No. That's one thing.
They were too complicated.
Dude, my fucking grandma and grandpa fucking, they bought Kinects. Like, the two of them would, like, when they were, like, when they would just hang out together, they would just, like, drink wine and, like, build Kinects shit.
That's crazy.
Like, insane yeah. fucking, I remember my grandpa, like.
I mean, that's the move, really, like.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
like,
baby.
Yeah, that's come when you know you've made
it. Because it's like a puzzle that you do yourself, like Kinects and Legos.
Yeah,
I remember my grandma would do.
Well, I mean,
those 3D puzzles. You ever see that shit?
No.
Those well, it's more creative fucking... than a puzzle though, because you're making it up as
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ever seen a 3D puzzle though? That shit is fucked.
Mm.
That stuff is nuts. They're like.
Is it one of those like obstacle illusions where like you build it and then it looks like something 3D? Like you got to see it from a certain angle.
No, no. Like, oh, it's shit, literally it's like puzzle pieces that are kind of like a heavier styrofoam. And you put them together, and they build, like... My grandma had one that was the World Trade Center.
Damn. Oh, that's the one. That's
before
the one
or after.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. During.
During. Yeah. She put imagine a fog, that. She put a fog machine in it. Yeah.
You're like...
Oh, grandma,
no, you're like about to buy it that day, and you're like, look up at the screen. You're like, oh, shit.
Do you remember where you like, were?
Set it back down.
When the two towers crashed?
Yeah, yeah,
I mean, do you still buy it? Actually. Does it have more value at that point, or does it have less?
I don't
value?
Think they're gonna stop.
Are
making,
you gonna buy every single
I think
World
I,
Trade like puzzle?
All of I the think, merchandise, like I World think, Trade Center coffee mugs and shit.
Well, isn't it like when
shirts?
Like World Trade Center. when a famous musician dies, their album sales go up. So I imagine when the World Trade Center went down, the puzzle sales went
all
up.
Of their album yeah. sales went up.
All the Tower 7. People. T-shirt sales went down. I saw a lot of people walking around with Tower 7 shirts before 9/11.
So anyway, Kinects, right?
It was all the rage. Yeah.
No, Kinects were sweet, dude. And so were Bionicles. But Bionicles were way too complicated for what they were marketed towards. Remember Bionicles?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was like the second step of Kinects.
Well, the thing is, like, some
like
of those
fucking creatures that went inside the buildings that you made with yeah. Kinects.
They were, like, weird-looking fucking...
That's what it felt like to me. Yeah.
They looked like Bionicle. Like, that was the perfect name for it. Like,
they looked like Horizon Zero Dawn creatures.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It was, like, futuristic, like, they were, like, exo bodies.
Yeah, I remember my dad had one that True. Looked like a fucking Xenomorph.
Mm. Yeah, that's
which
cool.
was fucking terrifying.
Shiny plastic.
I think toys yeah. got too complicated. Like when like Mousetrap came out and it was like super yep. hard to set up,
dude. Mouse
for
Trap
a low payoff,
was fucking so stupid.
Yeah,
and
you're like the big payoff was to see the trap go fall down.
Cool.
Like, and it was basically a what do they call those things? Rube Goldberg machine.
True.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah, they were.
But it was a board game.
It was like a finger box.
I mean, honestly, when Elefun was like the peak, you know? Like,
Elefun was actually really cool.
Yeah, it was.
Are we talking about the elephant that used to blow yes. shit out of his trunk?
Yeah, blows like, sweet. It blows like the little...
Yeah. It was like tissue paper butterflies.
Real nets and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the cool. best.
I don't know. I love.
They should remaster that
for sure. Oh my god, yeah.
Elefun remastered.
Do you guys ever play Stratego? Stratego was a wicked fun board game. Oh, I've definitely talked
I've
about it before.
Dreamt about playing Stratego, but never.
Oh
had.
My god, we should play it together sometime.
Okay, right now.
I right, wish I had it.
Open it up.
You ever play it?
No.
That was my it was.
I mean, I pretty much stuck to Candyland and like that was about it. You
Candyland
know?
Was dope.
Shoots and Ladders was my
Shoots and Ladders.
Yeah,
that
was pretty cool. Too. Shoots and Ladders.
Trouble.
Except for I always got the shoots.
Trouble was sick.
Trouble was sorry.
Trouble
is
dope.
Sorry is the king yeah. of board games, dude. Honestly,
what was the one with the button in the middle that rolls
Trouble.
The dice?
Yeah,
is that what it was?
Yeah, getting in trouble.
Getting in trouble.
Dude, we needed those for D&D. Like, it has yeah. a d20 in it, and you just press it, and
That'd
it
be
rolls
perfect.
It.
Yeah, dude,
be
it takes
so
all the work
sick.
Out of rolling it.
Yeah, then you don't have to do this.
It takes heavy. It it's 20 sides. Like, it's heavy.
Oh, my God, I'm so
you guys play Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah, we play with yeah. Brian. I'm so, we have... We're on Brian's schedule for Novellas, and he works crazy hours. Fucking,
it's like two weeks in a row, and then like 3 weeks off, and then 2 weeks in a row. And...
yeah, fucking shout out to Brian for putting in all the work and all that, and arranging a schedule for us to play, because it's actually fucking phenomenal.
Being a dungeon master,
yeah, the world he's building, the fucking, it's just great, dude. Yeah.
We left off on a pretty, crazy fucking too.
Yeah, like basically. Tell me. A character that we've been with for the past, like, two or three sessions ended up betraying us, and we're in the shit right now. Because he betrayed us and killed another guy we were with.
Yeah.
So, like, oh my god. That's the short of the story.
That sounds pretty sick already.
But it's like, oh man. Because you think, because the way Brian is, and I know he's going to listen to this, and he's going to be, his fucking wiener's going to get fucking stiff when I say this.
Well, he's going to start messaging us right at this second.
Yeah. Well, he's basically like you think the story, at least for me personally, you think the story is going to go through an action adventure cliche, and it does, but it makes you think it's going to be a cliche. So it's like, oh, this guy is doing something sketchy, he's gonna betray you, and all of a sudden when you think he's about to do it, he's like, oh no, I'm actually a wicked cool guy and I can pull some strings and make sure shit goes well.
Wicked psych.
And then all of a sudden a week later we forget about the one sketchy thing he did. Yeah. And then he betrays us, and it's like, oh fuck, why didn't we see this coming?
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, is look at the, you have to focus on the one sketchy thing they do and then just give him the stink eye the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, Seth's character is just...
I don't trust any of them.
Right.
Seth is...
I have, like, wicked high Seth intimidation, so, like... Okay. Yeah, yeah. I have high intimidation, so I just want to, like, piss everybody off. And, and I don't ever want to approach anything without lethality.
Yeah, that's the way to go, man.
Seth is, like... He's, like, a Fallout character that kills everybody.
Nice.
Basically,
my guy is usually. Yes, did he really message you?
No,
I was gonna say
we're not live.
We're not live. It'd be very strange. But yeah, no, I'm like super excited.
Just checking to see if you guys are talking about me.
He's got his own like. He's got like a sense that goes off.
Yeah.
It's every dungeon master.
His left nostril plugs up a little bit.
It's seriously just. It's just been awesome. Like it's been great. And we all have our own each character that's like, because it's me, Seth, Sean, Polly, and Katie. Each character has their own individual story, but we don't know anything about
how
each other.
They're going to tie together.
And they're all going to connect eventually, and when it does connect, it's going to be like we were edging for like 10 months. And it's going to be like the hardiest, it's going to be the hardiest ejaculation of all time.
Great payoff.
It's going to be so great. My guy is like a combination of Jack Sparrow and the dude from Dishonored.
Cool.
He's just a fucking, and he's always intoxicated.
That's
an impulsive. That's great. So it's like
there's a guy on Critical Role who has a flask that refills itself.
That's
so you need to get one of those.
I do need to get one
because it literally is just he always has alcohol.
That's so great.
Actually, he is playing a female character. It's like a little green goblin that he plays.
But yeah, I love it. I fucking love it. Like there's just something special about being able to play the story and create it as you go along, like with your friends.
Right.
You just don't get that anywhere else. And I was explaining it to, you know, one of my coworkers, my aunt, I was explaining it to her. She's like, wait, it's like a video game, but you don't play it on a screen. And I'm like, yeah.
Damn right.
Whoa. And I showed her like a picture and I sent her a video of it. And she goes, I don't get it. Like, how do you know what's going on? And I'm like, that's the thing. You use your imagination and it's great.
Yeah.
It's like, I know why.
It's like I know why. It's almost like when you were a kid and you were just making shit up, like as you go.
Yeah.
But like it's formulated, like it's actually structured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's rules and there's a way to play it.
It's just awesome. Like
using your imagination is so not like a normal thing anymore, especially these days when you don't have to.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like Critical Role has a huge fan base just because like, Matt Mercer's a wicked good DM, and he's good at, like, describing scenarios. So he can, like, put the whole thing in your head. So it's almost like you're watching it like it's a TV show, because you just make it up as it goes. Mm-hmm. And all the players have played for long enough where they, like, they know how to be their character. Like, that's the biggest thing, is role-playing the character itself.
Yeah. And that's, I think that's the main thing that...
And it's hard when your character's different from how you actually are.
That's the big thing, is that, like, so often it's like you like, I'll have moments where I'm either way too much my character or I'm way too much myself, and I have to, like, I'm still trying to get the hang of that.
Right.
Okay. I don't play, like, I haven't ever played, but
you would love it. You would love
curious.
It. I think everybody should play D&D, honestly. Okay. Like, it's just so organic is the wrong word. But it's so just, it's a lot, it's intimidating when you look at it.
Right.
It's like, I gotta know all these spells, I gotta know all these abilities.
But you don't, though. Like, you, when you, like, learn your class, then you're fine.
Yeah.
That's, the hardest part is just figuring out, like, your class's abilities, and then you're fine. It's like, it's not, you don't have to know everybody's abilities.
Yeah. And more often than not, somebody in the group, usually the DM, but somebody else in the group will always know, like, oh, this, you got it, you know.
And you can always just look it up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can't look up the salamander.
Yeah, you can't look up salamanders.
But anyway.
The thing is,
what's up, man? How you been? How you doing?
I'm really good, man.
Yeah?
Really good.
Is that a hickey on your neck, or are you just happy to see
it? Is it?
I don't know, right?
Let's take a look.
Right there.
Could be.
Actually, probably. looks like half a mushroom stem.
Oh, yeah. Dude, someone didn't finish the job.
Like a twang.
I don't know,
I thought there was, like, an age where, like, you, like, girls stop doing that, right?
Not if you go after the, like, same girls.
17, I guess, is the age.
Yeah, like, that's the hickey cutoff age. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, once you turn 17, they stop appearing.
Right. Yeah, you become immune. You develop an immunity.
Yeah, you're the tough neck.
You build up a callus on your neck.
So many hickeys that the calluses just kind of blend in. Jeez. And it just looks like
you can't even look down anymore because it's, like, all solid.
If you crack your neck, you'll have a stroke because the blood clots in your neck.
It's not even your neck that's cracking. It's, like, the skin, like, tearing and shit.
So, yeah, I'm good. I'm, quit my job recently. It's not recently. It's like a month or so ago. But now I got a temporary gig as a Charlie worker.
Oh, yeah.
It's an undisclosed location.
That's always fun.
Yeah, it's all right. People leave me alone. It's cool.
That's the best thing about being a janitor, is that you can just listen to music or whatever.
That's true.
And have no one over your fucking shoulder.
It's nice, man. People ask me questions, I can just choose to walk away.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
We'll do a quick 180 and walk away.
You're like,
away.
I don't even work here. You start popping. Go ask that guy.
That's wicked, yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
I mean, the worst thing you have to do is, like, unclog a toilet or something, you know?
Yeah.
Big deal.
Daily.
But then you always have soap.
Yeah.
So, like, even
dude,
if you
yeah.
have...
Right.
You know how nice it is to be able to, like, take a shit on the cleanest fucking toilet seat ever because you cleaned it?
That's the thing. Yeah. That's exactly the thing.
Fresh.
And you can be the first one to shit on every toilet every day if you
I
want.
I do, yeah. Sometimes I won't, like, I'll clean all the toilets and then shit on each one simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somehow.
You, like, pinch off a quarter loaf, scurry to the next one.
Yeah. I always cleaned them before I shit. Like, you have to do that. And then,
yeah.
Because then you just feel like you're breaking it in for the day.
Dude, what's it like being a Charlie worker at the theater?
I don't do it anymore, but it was literally just... All you did was clean out the auditoriums. So you just go... That sucks, because there's tons of chairs. So you have to sweep around all the chairs and get under them and shit. Mm. Other than that, like, it's not that bad. The thing is, like, they don't... They had a horrible vacuum cleaner, and it wasn't like an industrial vacuum cleaner. It was just like a regular house vacuum. So you have to vacuum the entire lobby with, like,
you got to vacuum the whole place
with a clogged house vacuum.
Oh. Yeah, like a fucking Bissell vac from 97.
And most of the time it didn't work, so you would just have to sweep the carpet.
Oh yeah, I swept a lot of carpet when I was working there.
Yeah, because popcorn just breaks apart, and then it's more popcorn.
Smaller, 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 get smaller. And even smaller.
And then eventually you're just picking it up with your fingers and like getting just
you're not eating the floor popcorn.
Dude. Well, I mean, it's not
gonna hurt you. Don't do that gesture.
It's not gonna hurt you though. And then you don't have to throw it out.
True, yeah.
I never understood how so many people spill that much popcorn in the lobby though. Like what are they doing? Like what are they doing?
They're just so excited to see Avengers. Like they're fucking shaking. That's
crazy.
To see Avengers.
That's all people see, dude. The only movies that I hear people talking about are Marvel movies.
That's because the only big movies that come out now are superhero movies.
I just don't
because
get
it's because no one has original ideas. And if they do, those movies don't get the light of day because they're not big budget action fucking movies.
That's so true, man. It's not saturated with CGI.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time.
That's all it is. And it's like they know they have a fan base already, so they can just keep pumping them out, and people are going to go see them.
Dude, there's so much.
It's like the good material. Indie movies don't, you know.
Yeah. I've said this multiple times. I don't get the fucking... the gravitas of superhero movies. I just don't get it. I really don't. They're not...
'cause they're all the same thing.
They're not... Yeah, it's like... Okay.
We know what the story's going to be on.
It's like, here's a character. He's down on his luck. He stumbles across a...
radioactive
spider. Radioactive isotope. He stumbles across a government testing
facility.
It's
always radioactive.
He stumbles across the fact that he can build a suit in a cave in Afghanistan. He stumbles across the fact that a nuclear powered engine blew up in his face and let him stretch
unless you're Captain Hindsight. Captain Hindsight from South Park.
Yeah. He's the best
character. Put supports on this beam and this beam. The place will collapse. My work is done here. Goodbye.
It shows like his origin, and he gets like a retroactive spider. Goes into like the machine that he's in or some shit, and he's like, "I shouldn't have done that."
I just don't get it. It's like down on their luck character. Encounters a thing that gives them superhuman abilities. Discovers their powers. Gets beaten by the antagonist. Someone close to him dies, and then gets beaten by the end by the primary antagonist. And then they train to beat said antagonist. And then after they beat that antagonist, another one comes up, and it's like the sequel.
Yeah,
man. And then it's just
that formula's been around for thousands and thousands of years.
And it
for
works. Real.
Ever since storytelling was a thing,
it's got it works. And it's like I don't get annoyed when people are like, "Oh, I'm going to see the Avengers," but it's like when they go, "Do you want to go see it?" And I go, "No." They're like, "Why? It's going to be the best movie ever." It's like, "No, it's not." Because the Lord of the Rings series exists.
That covers everything already.
Shout out to Cass.
Well, if you already... That's the thing. All you gotta do is cover the bases. You gotta cover the triumph, and you gotta cover the love story. And then you get all the emotions. And then mix in a little bit of comedy. That's what they
try to do. That's why I love Deadpool. Deadpool is great, because Deadpool knows that people are just going to see it because it's going to be a violent action movie. And it makes fun of that.
It's like Deadpool's watching the movie with you.
Yeah.
And he's also...
And that's how the comics were. Like, the Deadpool comics were amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, if they ever make a Sentry movie, I'm fucking balls deep in that shit, too. The Sentry.
Which one's Sentry again?
He's the guy that... Him and his wife were, like, nuclear engineers. Mm-hmm. I'm probably fucking paraphrasing this shit out of the story, but... Him and his wife 100%. Were nuclear engineers... Or they were studying something called the void or something. And the project goes wrong and she dies and he survives and he ends up getting the powers of the void, which is like the powers of reality warping and
dimensions and shit. Yeah.
And he struggles between, it's like Superman mixed with the Hulk. When the Sentry is fine and docile, he's like a normal dude that can just fly and shit. But when he gets pain inflicted on him or he gets emotionally charged, he becomes like an unstoppable, like Silver Surfer kind of dude that just fucks shit up.
That's cool.
And he's wicked badass. He's wicked brutal. And
it sounds badass.
I feel like you automatically win when you can bend time and space.
Yeah.
I don't even need to see or read a comic book or see a movie because I just like watching the hear my friends fucking... I like hearing my friends. Just describe shit to me. It sounds so much better.
Yeah. It's because Oh my god, it's just cool.
You gotta, yeah. That's the thing is, you just need to have someone like a designated person watch movies and then describe things to you.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, this is good. See, god, dude, you just save so much time.
I love the superheroes that are way too powerful. Those ones are the ones I like. Like the Silver Surfer, I think is hilarious because he's literally just like an interdimensional fucking like.
You need the guy demigod. Who's OP.
Yeah. Like, and he's just like, I'm only gonna show up when you really need me, and I'm gonna wipe the fucking floor with whatever's going on, and then I'm gone.
That's sick.
Right.
And it's badass.
Gone to wherever the fucking universe is possibly going.
See, I'd love, I want to play the new Devil May Cry, because that kind of shit gets me, dude. Japanese action movies, where it's just wicked fast paced, like martial arts sort
and
of
stuff. Totally like, unrealistic. Like, yeah, I love I love in Devil May Cry, where you just have pistols, and you're like, but you do that for 15 minutes before someone dies. Like, you can just keep them up in the air with pistol shots.
It's so sweet.
It's fucking hilarious.
Like, I would love a, like, I think, what was the movie with Tom Cruise where he kept dying over and over again? Was that Edge of Tomorrow?
Titanic?
No, you got it. Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow?
It was in that stupid machine.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it was a Vanilla Sky.
it was Edge of Tomorrow. I guess. I'm pretty sure it was.
Wait a minute.
But like
Vanilla Sky,
like if they had Dark Souls, which is like a medieval demon like Edge of Tomorrow, Groundhog's Day sort of thing. If they turned Dark Souls into like a Netflix series, that would be the funniest shit ever. Because it would just start off with like a dude that just dies all the time. And then he becomes.
They were trying to turn The Witcher into a series.
I think they still are. I'm not gonna watch it. Fuck The Witcher.
You don't like the game?
Nope.
Oh man.
No. I'll probably like the series. I like watching Seth play the game. I remember when Seth was playing through it a while ago, like played it for like fucking 2 months straight. I loved watching him play it because it was interesting. But you hand me the fucking joystick, dude. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's not that bad. Like, the thing is, like, I feel like people have to, they look at all the things and they're like, oh shit, like, I need to use all these oils and shit. Like, it's not that really that complicated. You can just muscle your way through that game if you really want to.
For sure.
Just pure brute strength. The thing about those big games is, like, as long as you do side missions and shit, you're going to be over leveled for all the shit that you. Like all the main quests and shit.
Yeah.
So can you just make that gun sound for me again? The sky pistols.
I don't even know what I did. But that is what Devil May Cry. Dude, you can.
Exactly. So I was like, is that going to be the new Droidica sound for this podcast?
The thing is,
guns again.
I used to just uppercut with the sword.
Yeah.
And then immediately just go, like, start shooting with the pistols, though. Because you had dual pistols.
Yeah. What were they called?
And they did basically no damage. Like, it was a pea shooter. But
Ebony, they were called. I think they were called Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah. God, I love this song.
God.
So good.
Oh my god. Oh, speaking of music, you know what I've been listening to lately? You ever listen to Amigo the Devil?
No.
Wicked dope. I'll show you guys a song.
Yeah.
And you wanna pull it up on the thing?
Yeah.
Can't. We'll get copyright strike.
We'll do
and oh, we already right. got we just got a oh, yeah. YouTube strike for Cass the first time Cass was on here because we were talking about Sandy Hook and shit.
Okay.
We cool. weren't even
agreeing. We didn't even say
it.
Anything
we,
bad. Wait, about
we were just having we were talking Cass.
No, we were talking about conspiracies and seeing both sides of the conspiracy.
Yeah, that's what it was. And Cass was because Cass is the conspiracy king, dude. And he was like explaining because we had no fucking idea what it was. He was explaining both sides of the conspiracy about Sandy Hook. And yeah, Seth fucking messaged me the other day. I was at Garofalo's talking to the guys at Garofalo's about it. I'm like, hey, I got some famous on YouTube now. And he's like, what? I go, a podcast I do with my buddy Seth just got fucking flagged. They're like, for what? I go, apparently we were talking about the Sandy Hook shootings and everybody got quiet. And the one guy at Garofalo's, I'm not going to say his name, but just started dying laughing. One guy behind the counter just died. He's like, you were talking about, why were you talking about Sandy Hook? It's like, because of that.
That's, I mean, we're doing it right now, technically.
Yeah, we're fucked. God damn it.
But we're not. That's the thing is, we're not saying anything. Maybe they just like flag keywords, you know?
Sandy,
like you can't say Sandy Hook. Yeah. Maybe you have. Sandy has to be at least 7 words away from the word hook.
So we can't talk about your dog anymore. Yeah.
Not if you're going to say hook within the same couple words.
Sandy is hooked on the food that we bring upstairs.
Yeah. We should hook Sandy up with some food.
Gotta love that dog.
God damn. Oh, yeah, I was telling Cody earlier, I've been having a fucking crazy goddamn dream.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, fucking. So, to get to sleep lately, I've been taking tryptophan and melatonin. Hmm. It's been working wonders.
Yeah.
But I get wicked sketchy dreams. Two of them in particular I remember very vividly. The first one was, you know, how the president a few months ago tweeted out or texted out like emergency alerts on everybody's cell phones.
Oh, man.
Mm.
I never got one.
You never got one?
Oh, yeah, maybe
apparently I'm not in his context.
No, I don't think you, are.
I thought everybody was in his context.
He sent out an emergency alert, and the emergency alert was basically like, Jake and Seth of the Clear Shots podcast, I'm inviting you to that White House to do like a special exclusive interview.
Oh, yeah.
You get there and he's got McDonald's laid out.
That's what it was. Seth and I got flown to the White House and like ate McDonald's with the president and like did an interview and like... Seth and I immediately pulled out tall boys, and Trump was like, I don't really drink, but I'll drink with you guys. And we got President Trump trashed.
Yes.
We got him drunk as fuck and had him release a bunch of classified information on the podcast.
Yeah.
You guys are always the exception.
Yeah.
He's like, yep, aliens are real. They're right over there. We can actually bring one on if you want.
And then
I do business with these aliens.
The other one, which is funny, speaking of aliens, the other one, I don't even remember why, because I haven't been watching anything aliens related, but this one was xenomorphs were real, but they were like animals, so you could like, they were like like, you know how there's like raccoons and shit?
Yeah.
like eating out of your garbage can and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I had a dream where I like went outside to, I don't know why, because I quit smoking cigarettes, but I went outside to smoke a cigarette and looked at a trash can across the street, and there was like a xenomorph in there, and I like whistled at it and it came over and like became my pet, and like, yeah. I just had a xenomorph on a leash and like, nice, walked him and shit, and he like, it was really strange. And then
he was docile.
He was docile completely. Yeah. And he was a xenomorph, and him and I just hung out, and he like slimed all over the place. Yeah. And
so good.
That's what they do. Like, yeah.
Little baby hiss.
He killed other people and shit. It was cool.
Oh, so he killed other people.
Yeah.
How long does it take for a baby xenomorph to take somebody down, like a full grown person?
Like the chest
probably
poster?
Not too long.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, they come out as the little things.
They're like,
right? The little
tactical, like one bite, but like tactically bitten.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been replaying the Alien versus Predator game, and the scientists get really scared when you're a chest burster. So I feel like they could probably fuck you up.
That's cool.
Yeah.
But
sucked in like the AVP games, because like, well, even Alien Isolation, they kind of suck because they're so small and you can't really see them.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they're on your face.
Oh, the facehuggers?
Yeah.
Oh yeah yeah yeah.
Face and they kill you immediately.
That's like the spider thing, right?
Yeah,
like
they fucking rape your
they
mouth.
They pop out of the eggs. The little fucking... That's the thing, is you can see the eggs, so you know when they're coming. But it's just, you can't see them. Like in AVP, the fucking Xbox 360 one, they're like wicked tiny, and you can shoot them, but like there's no like auto aim in that game, so you're like missing them, like, and you're backing up, like running from them and shit.
No, no!
And then they eventually get to you, and then you die immediately.
Those things are like...
They're more lethal than the actual xenomorphs, really. Yeah.
Dude, H.R. Giger was like the... I don't know if you ever looked into his artwork. He's the guy that designed the alien, like the xenomorph.
Wait,
his,
yeah. Actually,
his artwork is the most fucking absurd shit of all time. Mm. It's all like completely... It's like sexualized horror.
Right.
Like the original alien's head was literally shaped like a penis. And like
it's still pretty
like his,
phallic.
Yeah, you know? It's very phallic. And its original idea for it was that it would just rape you to death with its tail.
Jeez.
And it was fucked up. The dude's fucking crazy. I was looking at pictures of his like, it's his home, but it's an exhibit now, and his entire house, like, he had it made to just mimic his artwork. And it literally looks like a hive from the Alien movies. Whoa. And it's his fucking house.
Black,
it's all,
and slimy.
It's all like
it's like dripping and shit.
It's all like, it's all like,
just he glide. Lives in a cave. Is what
yeah, and it's yeah. They had this weird
dripping
like they were like
all the time.
stalactites all over the
place. They were like a weird, like, biological, mechanical, industrial hybrid where they, like, looked like machines, but they were animals.
Right. That's so cool.
Like, I will never get over just how fucking perfect those movies are. I fucking love the Alien movies. All of them.
Get
even,
over it.
Even Resurrection. Resurrection.
All day was gay. Yeah, like, I dig them too. I miss the movie days when things were still handmade.
Yeah. Oh my god. Like,
I read that, like, when even if you know something's fake, like the human mind will see something that a human created versus a computer.
Yeah, image. You're trying to associate with it, like, relate it to something that you in reality, mm-hmm. basically.
But since, like, say, like a puppet version versus a computer model. Or something,
yeah.
You know, in your mind, it's like like not organic, but it's like tactile material.
Yes, yeah.
So you're like, definitely... oh, human made that, so it could be real, yeah. kind of thing. So
it's like even CGI now, as good as it is, you can still tell it's CGI.
Yeah.
Just because you know that shit ain't possible.
Well, it's like you've probably seen John Carpenter's The Thing, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Entire movie's practical effects. That's the most. That's just insane to me.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do, dude.
That movie will fuck you up. I've talked about it before. It's like one of my favorite movies ever. But that where the dude does the defibrillator, mm-hmm. he gets his fucking hands bitten off by the teeth in the guy's stomach.
Yeah.
The dog scene where the dogs are all fucking melted into each other, mm-hmm. and they have tentacles and shit. Oh, yeah. Get the fuck out of here,
nice
man.
Cronenberg.
It's always I was going to say that. The fucking Cronenberg body horror shit is so fucking terrifying.
It's always an approachable situation when dogs are melted together. You know? Like, that's something you don't
I think it's. So I think it's like, funny.
You
got to
think twice before you step into that.
I think it's funny the connection, like, the innate connection humans have with dogs, because I bet you if that was a bunch of, like, house cats, I wouldn't give a fuck about that scene, dude. Just torch them.
Don't care.
But since they're all, like,
they don't care about me, I don't care about them.
Melted together, it's like, oh, no, the puppy.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not mini cat, teacup cats.
No. Oh, my God, fucking, well, yeah, the fucking teacup cats, dude. The dwarf cats.
Cats suck dick. So
I can't stand cats, dude. Like, I like other people's cats usually, but I will never go out of my way to get a cat.
I don't even really.
So you'd be
like
a cat uncle.
Cats.
You could just visit a cat for a minute and then leave.
I mean, Spaghetti warped my perception of cats because he's such a fucking awesome cat. And Mark and Aaron's cats
but they,
are both awesome.
They
too.
Methodically, like,
brainwashed him.
Broke that cat. Like, they were like, let's just blow marijuana smoke into his face. For 7 years.
If that's what it takes to get a chill cat, then I guess that's what
it
takes.
I mean, you can, I guess just do it.
You gotta break some eggs, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna have a cat, you better smoke.
Yeah, I'm a kitty.
Yeah. I don't know. They suck. Like, the thing is, like, you have a pet that's, like, not even at your house most of the time. Like, a lot of outdoor cats, they're just going to be gone all day, and then it's like they come back when they're hungry.
True.
And they didn't catch a mouse.
My family had a cat one time that used to bring back flying squirrels, specifically. Not rats, not mice, just sweet-ass flying squirrels. I never saw one in the wild until it was dead, until it brought it to me at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning, you're stepping on one.
I've never seen one either, I don't think.
Yeah. They're crazy.
That is a weird... designs.
Yeah,
a flying
exactly.
squirrel. Oh, like, who comes up with that?
Jesus.
Somebody invented it, right?
Yeah.
But, like, what is the practical adaptation? Like, what do they need that for?
Gliding.
That's all they need to be able to do is glide.
Were they once big and then evolution stepped in and they lost a bunch of weight but never lost excess skin and they didn't have plastic surgery? To, like, get rid of it, so, like, might as well use it, stretch it out.
Yeah, it's weird we don't have plastic surgery for squirrels. That's a thing we haven't gotten into.
That's why
into
I came
yet.
Here today. That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. It's coming, I'm sure.
Goddamn epidemic.
One of these days, we'll have plastic surgery for animals.
My cat looks like shit.
It's fucking... I mean, there's so much fucking... There's, like, bioengineering now and shit. They're trying to just keep people alive forever.
Yeah, man.
It's like, why are we doing that? We already have too many people. Can we just get rid of some of them or whatever?
Yeah. And just sterilize everybody?
Yeah. They should start crop dusting us, dude.
I definitely don't want to live forever.
No.
No.
I don't think anybody really.
No, thanks.
Well, I think like the idea is people probably would want to, and then when they get to be 8,420 years old, they're like, well, I think it's time to wrap this up.
Yeah,
like,
man. Where's the off switch on my body?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's what it might be eventually.
Yeah, right.
Then people just play pranks on each other, kill it. Like, they're just like, oh, you're off. It's like a wicked obvious switch, too. It's like a light switch. Switch it
off, like, super quick, so they just pass out for a second, like, ah! I just lost time.
That's what MMA fighting becomes. You just have to hit their switch, put them out for a second.
On off, on off.
Everybody's just in exosuits. Oh, man. I mean, like, prosthetics are getting there. It's like people can have limbs now that work with their brain. It's crazy.
Yeah, man.
So eventually we'll just be a robot or close to one. And then when you can do that, then you can be, you can stay alive forever at that point.
Yeah. You ever see the video of, we were just talking about superheroes, but you saw the video of Tony Stark or whatever the hell the guy's name actually is. What's the actor that plays Tony
Robert
Stark?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, like he hands a kid, Robert like an amputee kid, he's like 10 maybe, and he gives him, Iron Man gives him like an animatronic arm that's shaped after Iron Man. And the kid is stoked about it. So it's like, it's a prosthetic,
yeah,
but it's red and it's gold and shit and it moves.
Yeah, it's like modeled after it.
Yeah,
it's that's so cool as shit though.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would want. If I was going to get a prosthetic hand, I'd want it to shoot spider webs like Spider-Man every time I do this.
Yeah. Even accidentally.
How does he do that? Does it just, like, I think it's when he when he does this and he shoots it.
There's like
it's like a two-finger, like, activation.
Well, the thing. Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire had it, so he actually created the webs biologically. But the actual lore of Spider-Man, he had shooters built into the suit.
Oh, well, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I think it's way cooler when it shoots out of his wrists.
Yeah,
totally, man. He's like, oh, shit, he's a real spider.
Yeah.
He can stick to walls and stuff.
And then
but
when
he
can climb walls in the fucking original Spider-Man,
he gets a little hairs.
With Tobey Maguire, yeah, he has a little right. Fucking spiky things. So he starts crawling cool. The wall.
I was like, I could use some of them.
That was the best.
Dude, Spider-Man would be the ultimate MMA fighter.
Yeah,
Spidey
yeah.
Sense alone would
well,
fucking...
Well, that's the thing. You saw him against Bonesaw.
Yeah, and Bonesaw would kill John Jones. I got you for 3 minutes!
That's the thing, is he can get the high ground. He was, like, up there on top of the cage, like, immediately, you know?
Yeah, I like that didn't raise any red flags for anybody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, could have just...
He just jumped 15 feet in the air.
I mean, he
could have
just had
cage.
A +4 acrobatics, you know?
That's true, you rolled a
20. Oh, yeah. Full circle.
Natural 20 with a +40 with a +4 acrobatics. That was the best Spider-Man, dude. Tobey Maguire will always be the only Spider-Man that I recognize.
If you want to get to him, you got to go through me. Be yeah. Careful now. He's a hero.
Yeah. I felt like Green Goblin was so good in that, too.
The way he dies is so brutal.
Right.
Yeah, he gets killed by his own glider.
That was a sick scene.
That's I was the Spidey expecting sense, that dude. As like a 6-year-old
yeah.
Fucking the Green Goblin throwing up blood all over.
Green blood, right? Wasn't it green?
I don't even
no,
know.
It was real blood.
Oh, wow. All right.
They actually killed Willem Dafoe in that
it
scene.
It was practical effects.
Yeah, dude. He died that day. They're just keeping him alive with Iron Man's technology.
Yeah. Yeah, they just gave him prosthetic guts.
Everything.
Dude.
So what's in the decanter? The cadanter?
Whiskey.
Sweet. Yeah, he won't say what kind.
Oh, yeah? Because I asked him as soon as I got in this room, and he doesn't even know.
No, it's Black Velvet.
I fucking knew it. I told him, I go, it's Black Velvet, but it looks way fancier because it's in the decanter.
Well, yeah. Tastes better, too.
Nice. Yeah, because it's in glass instead of plastic.
Right.
Yeah. And it makes it more than 80 proof.
This guy's nice enough wide mouth so you can chug it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the coffee, huh?
Oh, it's gone. Oh, it's not really gone, but it's...
It's down. You need another cup of coffee?
Maybe.
I wouldn't mind another cup of coffee.
You can do that.
Yeah.
You guys can do that. I'm fucking zonked, dude. I'm fucking... Wait, what's zonked?
That's no. The opposite of...
Yeah,
I'm
this
like,
is tired.
I'm like anti-zonked right now. I got those fucking, I got those Crystal Light packets that have caffeine in them, and they're like 150 milligrams of caffeine in each one. So when I wake up, I'd fucking grab a bottle of water, throw that in there, swirl it around, get it nice and dissolve into the water, slam it, take a shower, take my vitamins, take my supplements.
Yeah.
Take my L-theanine, my St. John's wort.
Your alpha brain.
My fucking nicotine.
That sounds pretty good. I want to do that like 3 times a day. I'll do that right now after this thing.
Speaking of
Jesus, whatever we're doing here. We're only 49 minutes in.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I don't know. I'm glad you're here, man. Fucking missed you. I feel like I haven't seen you. And
it has been a while.
It's been since the summer when you guys all came down to the bar.
What?
I had to look up a topic because I wanted to talk about this guy. I don't know if I've talked about him before on here.
Is it the guy we watched before I got here or no?
No.
Oh.
Wheeler. Wheeler Walker Jr. Have you ever heard of him?
I think so.
He's a country musician, but he writes like comedy songs about like sucking dick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sucking dick and kicking ass. Yeah. Or eating pussy and kicking ass. That's what
it is. Yeah, eating pussy and kicking ass.
Dude, we listened to him for like 20 minutes when I first got here. It's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, his new album is wicked. It just came out.
It's called WW3.
Cool. He's got a song called All the Pussy Will Slay. It's about his kid growing up just fucking bitches. And the video has him like with his kid who's like 3. But oh shit, I wanted to talk about Brocco the Gazer. Have you ever heard of him?
No, man.
Okay, so this guy is, he makes his living.
Are you talking? Yeah. Huh?
He makes his living by staring, by gazing.
Fuck off. No way is this guy real.
I fucking hate the world.
So he goes in front of like giant audiences and just looks.
This is so goddamn stupid.
There he is. He's got a pretty good gaze though. You gotta admit.
I mean, no one's not saying that he doesn't.
Yeah,
have that going for him.
Like people like cry and shit when they watch him gaze. Look at though, that's what he. I mean, look at that.
Whoa,
his gaze is pretty serious.
Searching for the sense of fulfillment,
if we don't
have any hope, life is just gone. All right. And the sense of purpose in themselves.
Dude, yeah. That guy can really gaze, man.
Get the fuck out of here with that, dude. I am not about to fucking get lectured by a Slovenian woman.
I guess.
Trying to tell me what's up.
The thing is,
don't tell me that his gaze will fucking. No, get the. I am so sick of talentless famous people. You have no idea how
he has a good gaze. He has a great gaze.
I don't even know how it could get worse. I can get less talented and be more famous.
The thing is, the gaze, it really makes you think, you know? And I'm not saying gaze, like G-A-Y-S. He probably makes a good chunk of money. And he tours the world just to stand on stage and, like, stare for, like, a good amount of time.
Does he blink?
He wasn't blinking in that. I've never seen him blink.
Yeah, so far.
I've never heard him say anything. He doesn't speak.
Yeah, his people speak for him.
Right.
That's the kind of money this looking thing is bringing in. He's got people to talk for him.
He's got a cult following. I mean, the man knows what he's doing. He knows his market. Let's say that much.
Yeah. Talk about cult, Jesus. That's exactly what that is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, am I right?
Yeah, really? Yeah. I'm fucking upset.
I mean, dude. Like,
am I right or am I right?
It's weird, like, cause you gotta think about the psychology of the people who go to watch that and like are crying and shit. Like, what is their?
What's going on in your life?
Yeah, like, what is their thought process?
Yeah.
Well, first off, they probably live in fucking Slovenia.
Right.
That's probably a problem. I don't know much about Slovenia, but I don't know a lot about it.
Yeah. But I mean, at least they have Brocco, you know.
I don't know. I feel like, honestly, those like second world European countries are probably pretty dope to live in.
Everything's pretty cheap, probably.
Yeah. You don't have to worry about American politics or social media, really. Yeah. You're not getting fucking attacked. by Muslims because you're not letting them in. I saw this.
Let me in.
I saw this fucking thing. And it's bad that I'm laughing, but it's, I have to because it's me. But I saw this like fucking map of Eastern Europe or all of Europe. And it shows violent crimes committed by like refugees from the Middle East and Africa and stuff. And it has like dots for it, like the pedophile websites.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it, like, certain countries are have a like a border around their border, like highlighted border that shows like how strong their security is at the border. And then it has Poland, which is like a red border because they have the strictest security and it's just clear, like no attacks at all. And all these other countries that have red borders, like they're not letting anybody in. And then all these other countries are just. So they should do that with America, but just do like, you know, gang violence.
House like the thugs outside the border, just right there.
You can't say thugs, that's racist.
Is it?
No, it is if you're LeBron, but you can't say posse either.
How's that peace treaty? Peace tree.
Peace
Fuck
tree.
Me, I can't even
peace
talk.
Tea is snowberry.
Why do you guys bite me?
You should try peace it. Tea tree. I don't know what a snowberry is, but it's pretty good. It's like a snowy berry. It's really sweet, though, isn't it? Yeah. I forgot how sweet peace tea was.
Peace tea is literally loaded with fucking 0%
juice,
sweetness, and shit.
No snowberry juice.
It's 40 grams of sugar per can. Whoa. Which really isn't that bad because it's a big bad. Can. Yeah. I mean, this
well,
whole
they definitely
can...
use, like, their whole formula is probably a sweetener basically in itself.
Tea, pure cane sugar, natural flavor, citric acid, pectin. Oh, yeah, sucralose. So, yeah, most of it is definitely fake sugar.
Mm. Yeah, but it's 99 cents.
Yeah, I mean it's a deal.
Yep. That's about the backbone of America.
Yeah.
I like the razzleberry ones, but they didn't have any. Anything raspberry is so good.
Yeah, I disagree.
You don't like raspberry?
Nah, dude.
Is it because you ate raspberry soap as a kid? Because I used to hate raspberry soap. Or I used to hate raspberries because I ate raspberry soap on accident because a bunch of kids dared me to.
Oh, man.
Well, yeah, like, it says it's raspberry, you know?
I'm not a ras pussy.
That's the thing. It looks like it's flavored because it says raspberry.
Eating straight raspberries to me is pretty fucking gross. I mean, I will eat them, but it seems like a waste.
I don't understand.
It's not gross. I don't it's just understand. A waste of time.
Well, I don't understand why you're putting it in the mug first. Like, you have it in a can already.
Ooh. And you're pretending it's hot.
Oh,
you're pretending
yeah,
it's all cozy.
It put it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Made a pot of Kool-Aid.
Is it because raspberries have like the little balls on them?
Pretty much.
It's a, like
they're
a
like
weird
member
texture.
Berries.
Seeds fucking suck.
Yeah,
I can't do
cherries, dude.
Oh yeah. Last time I picked cherries in the wild, they had maggots in them.
Oh yeah.
How often? Yeah. Where do you go to pick cherries in the wild?
Cherry trees.
Yeah.
They do grow on trees.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because they're tiny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about nuts like almonds and shit?
Love them.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
I mean, I'm not grossed out. I'm not gonna waste my time eating fucking shit.
Yeah. Katie got a bag of pistachios the other day, and the first like 40 of them had nothing in them.
Whoa.
Like they
were
just
they wonderful
shells.
Pistachios?
Damn, dude!
I don't know what the
that's an expensive
here.
Nut.
Yeah, because pistachios, you got to get the wonderful pistachios. But yeah, they're fucking super expensive. They're like $11 a pound.
Yeah, where do they get off charging so much money for fucking
nuts?
Green nuts?
When they found out pistachios were actually good for you, because they had all those fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They're like a superfood or some shit. Yeah, yeah. As soon as companies found out that people will buy nuts because of the superfood, quote-unquote, thing.
Nuts.com, dude.
They started charging them up the ass. I remember getting pistachios in like those
Preach.
Big, like fucking, you know those bags that you buy like baking walnuts in?
Yeah.
They look like sandbags. Like, I remember
you mean
getting
like the bags of cereal that you got
yeah.
at fucking Sam's Club?
Yeah, I remember getting pistachios in bags like that big when I was younger, and now all of a sudden there's like, it's like a bag the size of my forearm for like $15.
Right, yeah.
But they're so worth it, dude. Pistachios are so good.
Pistachios.
Thing is, like, you have to get ones that are decent for you, because if you don't, you're just gonna eat a ton of them, because that's what happens. You eat a ton of them because they're nuts, and it's hard to just put them down.
Yeah, that's how I feel about sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Sunflower seeds, I'll tear through like a whole fucking like half pound bag. And
I dig them. They're interactive nuts. Like you can do something with your hands, and then you're also nourishing your body.
It's a game. Yeah.
You don't eat them whole.
I'm going for the high score.
You can.
I do it.
Oh shit.
It's not good for your ass.
I
that's where you got that sweet ass man like esophagus.
Yeah.
To I used go with to your sweet callousy neck from all those hickeys. Yeah. It's like
a fucking full circle.
100% tough ass neck.
Yeah. I used to eat them when I played softball, because you got to do that when you're playing baseball or softball.
Yeah.
Sunflower seeds are
like
a thing.
Tobacco when you're that young.
Like I would throw like a giant
any port in the storm.
I would throw a giant handful of them into my fucking... I would throw, like, fucking eight of them in and just go out in the outfield and just try and do it with my tongue as I'm... Because, like, there's nothing else to do in the outfield.
Yeah,
you get, like, one fly ball and inning, maybe, damn sunburn if you're lucky.
Sunflower seeds.
Yeah. That's especially in right field.
That is such a good fucking saying, by the way. Any port in a storm. I love that.
Yeah.
I never hear that anymore.
Yep.
Just like I won't tell any tales out of school. I love that, because Norm Macdonald says it all the time, mostly. But any point that fucking killed me.
Yeah.
Norm Macdonald's pretty cool because he's like a grandpa. He's always been a grandpa.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got super clean humor until it's not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then it's
until
like
it's
off
super
the edge.
Disgusting.
It's like he says shit that other comedians are like, Norm, you can't say that.
Dude.
Like, have you ever you've seen his YouTube channel, right? I'm Not Norm. It has all like, clips just. Millions of clips of Norm Macdonald on there. It's just way too good. He has this the one thing that's like Norm Macdonald the provocateur, and he like purposefully like says shit to piss off his guest and just to gauge their reaction.
That's great. I would like Norm Macdonald could say anything to me, man. I'd probably laugh my ass off.
Yeah,
well, you know, Cody,
love the guy's voice.
Well, you know, you're doing a lot of Charlie work now, you know, and, you know, cleaning those bowls before you shit in them. Shouldn't you have to clean them after, you know?
Never.
Fucking, I just love the way he talks. Yeah. My favorite bit of his is when he talks about 9/11. He's just like, 9/11. He goes, that was the worst thing, you know. I walked through the streets of Manhattan. I walked through blood and bones in the streets of Manhattan looking for my brother after 9/11. And the guest is like, oh my God, that's horrific. And he goes, yeah, he was up in Canada.
That's a long walk.
Man. I love those long form, like stupid fucking jokes he does too.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Long stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just like a regular ass punchline.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah. Oh my God.
Thank God.
Makes you lean into it.
You know?
Yeah.
I told one at the office. I'm not going to tell it now, because I can't, it's not as funny when I do it, but. It's significantly less funny when I tell it. But just know it's out there. It's about the frog. A frog goes to a bank to get a loan. But I love when he starts his jokes on talk shows, and he like says the premise of the story or the joke. Right. The host, usually Conan, is like, a frog goes to a bank to get a loan? What the? And then he tells the joke. And
that's like, classic Conan style.
Yeah, he's perfect. He will always be the best talk show host of
Conan,
all time.
Like, is good to bounce shit off of.
Yeah.
I love when Burr's on there, too.
Yeah.
Because Burr will just go off.
He gets...
Oh, Bill Burr? Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my favorite Norm Macdonald bits is when he talks about Oscar Pistorius. That one's wicked good.
Yeah.
I'll fucking pull that one up on the break. That one's great.
You know, Burr's pretty good on the... Oh, who's the fucking guy that used to be a sports anchor there?
Norm Macdonald?
Fuck, no. I don't know. I would have to pull up the clip. But he just, like, riffs so well off, like, on talk shows. Which is weird, because, like, I feel like he should just have more guests on his podcast. Like, because he bounces well off of people. That End of the World podcast that he did at the Comedy Store that one day...
Was that when they were all sitting on stage?
Yeah, yeah. And Trump, it was like during the election.
Yeah.
And Burr was like on fucking fire that night. He's a savage.
You ever watched you've seen the Chip Chipperson podcast?
I really
want to
talk
about
that guy.
Oh, the Trump?
No, Bill Burr. Yeah.
How do you feel about Bill Burr?
He's awesome, dude.
He's fucking the best.
He's like, he says a long time ago, he's like, yeah, this is just how, the way I talk is just how people used to talk.
Yeah.
But now everybody's just so scared to say anything. that no one does.
I love when he talks about how everybody says he's yelling all the time, even though he's like, well, this is not yelling. I've got a few more octaves.
This is not yelling to me. Good. You guys ever see that show? F is for Family?
Yeah.
Wicked that shit good. Rocks. Just came out of a new season, too.
Oh, wait, they did?
Hmm? Yeah. It was recently. I don't
think sort of new.
The last season I watched was when his son ends up fucking the stoner's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Is that the newest season or last season?
No, it's the last season.
That one was so...
And he writes a 40-minute song about it.
Yeah. I showed my dad that show.
The sink's full of frogs if you want to lick them.
I showed my dad that show because my dad and Bill Burr are the same age. And Bill Burr made that to, like, you know, reflect on his childhood in the 70s.
Yeah, right.
And my dad's like, that's literally what it was like. And like,
yeah. Because he's basically the kid, right?
Yeah, he's supposed
Bill
to be.
Bill is supposed to be Bill, the kid. Yeah. Okay,
and then
cool.
Frank is his dad.
Yeah. He just plays Frank.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, this show's so good.
Dude, the neighbor's the shit. I love that guy. Yeah. I love the dude who does the voice, too, because he was the captain on Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Mm. Oh, really?
Remember that movie?
Yeah, what the fuck is the neighbor's name, the huge drug addict guy?
Is it like Gil or something?
I wanted to say it was Terry, but I don't think it's Terry.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not Terry.
I gotta look it up now.
Fuck, I don't know. I know the
Vic.
Yeah, Vic.
Vic,
yeah. He's like, I can quit cocaine anytime I want to. Yeah. I might blow a couple lines on Flag Day.
I love when he's doing donuts, or no, he's pulling out of his driveway, and he does a donut out of his driveway, and he has a line of Coke on the steering wheel.
Oh, yeah, and he steers it into his nose. That's so good.
Wicked fucking good. The show starts off, like, so within the realm of reality.
Yeah.
And then once an episode, or twice an episode, it'll go completely into the stratosphere. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's animated. I mean, that's so the whole reason.
Come and get animated. Your love.
Yeah. Made me re-love that song.
Yep. Oh, man. I gotta rewatch that show now. Because that's a show even that started off like really
loudest
good.
Car of all time goes by.
It's Vic and his sweet-ass fucking GTO judge.
I feel like that show started off really well. Yeah. Like, for the first episode is great, because that's the one with the TV, right? And Billy accidentally breaks the TV.
Yeah.
It's the one where Vic gets, like, a color TV or some shit, and then Bill goes out. He really can't afford it, or whatever. Frank can't afford it, and he buys one anyway, and then it gets broken. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get some coffee. It's probably freezing. It's probably cold now, but...
Yeah.
Come and I'm get freezing. Your love. All right.
ClearShotsPodcast.com is where you'll find links to everything we do. You can check us out on Twitter at ClearShotsPod. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on Periscope for live videos. If you have anything you want to ask us, send us an email at ClearShotsPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next time.